Mataji's word by word meaning, Graham, the family home, Vanam, the forest, Va, either, Upavishet, one should enter, Pravrajet, one should renounce, Va, or, Dvija Uttama Abrahmana Ashrama, from one authorized status of life. Ashramam, to another authorized status. Gachet, one should go. No, not. Anyatha, otherwise. Amatpara, one who is not surrendered to me. Charit, should act. Translation and purport. A brahmachari desiring to fulfill his material desires should live at home with his family, and a householder who is eager to purify his consciousness should enter the forest. Whereas a purified Brahmana should accept the renounced order of life. One who is not surrendered to me should move progressively from one ashram to another, never acting otherwise. Purport. Those who are not surrendered devotees of the Lord must rigidly observe the regulations governing one's authorized social status. There are four social divisions of life, namely brahmacharya, grahastha, vanaprastha and sannyas. One who wants to fulfill material desire should become an ordinary household grahastha, establish a comfortable residence and maintain his family. One desiring to accelerate the process of purification may give up his home and business and live in a sacred place with his wife, as indicated here by the word vanam or forest. There are many sacred forests in India meant for this purpose, such as Vrindavan and Mayapur. The word Dvijottama indicates the Brahmanas. Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas are all Dvija or initiated in the Gayatri Mantra. But the Brahmana is Dvijottam or the highest among those who have received second birth by spiritual initiation. It is recommended that a purified Brahmana take to the renounced order of life, sannyas, giving up further contact with his so-called wife. The Brahmana is specifically mentioned here. Since Kshatriyas and Vaishyas are not to take the renounced order of life. Even so, there are many stories in the Bhagavatam wherein great kings retire with their aristocratic wives to the forest to practice the austerities of Vanaprastha and thus accelerate the process of purification. The Brahmanas, however, may directly accept the renounced order of life. The words ashramal ashramam gachet indicate that one may progressively move from brahmachari life to grahastha life to vanaprastha life and then to sannyas. The words ashramal ashramam emphasize that one should never remain without an authorized social status, nor should one go backward, falling down from the higher position. Those who are not surrendered devotees of the Lord must rigidly observe such injunctions, for otherwise they will quickly become degraded, and their sins will place them outside the bounds of authorized human civilization. Lord Krishna emphasizes here that a non-devotee must rigidly observe the rituals and regulations of Vedic social divisions. Whereas the Lord's pure devotee engaged 24 hours a day in Lord Krishna's mission is transcendental to such divisions. If, however, one performs illicit activities on the strength of being transcendental to Vedic social divisions, one is revealed to be a materialistic neophyte and not an advanced devotee of the Lord. An advanced devotee who remains aloof from material sense gratification is not bound by the Vedic social divisions. Thus, even a householder may live very austerely, traveling and preaching Krishna consciousness away from home. And even a sannyasi may sometimes engage women in the devotional service of Lord Krishna. The most advanced devotees cannot be restricted by the rituals and regulations of the Varnashram system, and they move freely around the world distributing love of God. Matpara indicates a pure devotee of the Lord who always keeps the Lord fixed in his heart and consciousness. One who falls down to become a victim of sense gratification is not fully established on the platform of Matpara and should rigidly observe the social divisions and regulations to remain steady on the platform of pious human life. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namana Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Kaurtushe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Pescha Krupa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Kaura Bhaktarunda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So it's very nice verse, a lot of instruction in one verse. And of course this topic has been going on since many days, and devotees have been elaborating on this topic, how one should perform one's prescribed duties in proper Varnashram system. And this system has been established by Lord Krishna himself. चातुर्वर्ण्यम मया सृष्टम गुण कर्म विभाग। इन भगवद्गीता लॉर्ड वेरी ब्रीफली मेंशन अबाउट दिस सिस्टम बिकॉज ही डिड नॉट हैव टू मच टाइम टू इलैबोरेट, इट वॉज वेरी शॉर्ट टाइम ही टू गिव द एसेंस टू अर्जुन एंड इन दिस chapter at this time Lord Krishna is giving this detailed knowledge to Uddhava, and of course Uddhava also, we may know that Uddhava was almost at his last stage of his life. He was meeting the Supreme Lord and he wanted to follow the Supreme Lord. He didn't want to come back to this material world. Wanted to go back with Krishna. But still at that time, Lord Krishna has given this knowledge of Varnashram system. And we can see in these chapters, so many chapters, such a detailed explanation has been given. How one should practice brahmachari life, grahastha life, vanaprastha and sannyas. And one should progressively move from one ashram to another. And this progress or the development of consciousness is very important, because this process is will work when one is properly situated externally and internally. Externally one should be situated in particular ashram, and internally also with the internal consciousness one should practice the duties of that ashram. If internally one is not practicing, then one cannot make progress. One is not properly situated. Therefore this process of Krishna consciousness can help a person who is really serious about perfecting one's life. Those who know the ultimate goal of life is to go back home, back to Godhead, to engage in the Lord's loving devotional service. And not to remain attached to one particular kind of status of life. And the system is designed in such a way that at particular age one has to take decision and move forward. If one is not situated properly, then one can create a big disturbance to one's own life and to others also. So therefore, these instructions are very, very important. And ultimately, it should lead one to take shelter of the Supreme Lord. Ultimately, to surrender to the Supreme Lord. Without having any ulterior motives, one should depend on the Supreme Lord. Then the Supreme Lord will take control of his life. So therefore, Here it is explained that one who is not surrender, he should follow this process of varnashram. Because still there are material desires. Material desires, as long as are there within one's heart, one cannot fully take shelter of the Lord. And for such souls, such system has been given. So that one can fulfill those material desires and move forward. Not get entangled more and more. And one who is surrendered, he is already above all the systems. He has already transcended the varnashram system. Because the ultimate purpose of varnashram system is to transcend, not to remain attached to particular status. So therefore, there is a dynamism in spiritual life, in Krishna consciousness. And that we can see how in our parampara, Gaudiya Vaishnava parampara, this has been exemplified. We have received that great benediction from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then his followers, and those great acharyas who appeared in the same line, how they exemplified their lives. Through them we can understand what is the glory of this Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara. And how it takes one to the highest platform. What cannot be achieved by practicing the system of varnashram for so many lifetimes, that can be achieved within a short span of time. Few days there before, it was Mahashivaratri. And I thought that let me read something from Bhagavata. And I knew I wanted to read about Lord Shiva. And I just thought that let us find out. And I picked up one book, fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the chapter was Rudra Geet, song sung by Lord Shiva. Monday I was reading that. Entire chapter I read. It's quite interesting. And on the next day in the morning, our Chaitanya Lila Prabhu, he was repeating the same chapter. I was so surprised to hear that, the same chapter he is repeating. And it was like the complete analysis of that chapter. And I had just read that one day before. And Lord Shiva, how he very wonderfully explains that one who practices this varnashram system perfectly, following all the occupational duties for 100 lifetimes, 100 lifetimes, then one is qualified to occupy the post of Brahma. After 100 lifetimes of perfectly following varnashram system, he is given that position of Lord Brahma. And then one is more devoted, one is more trying to search. Then one will approach Lord Shiva. And after that, after approaching Lord Shiva, then beyond that is one will realize that there is something, someone higher than Lord Shiva. Because a Brahma Bhuvana Loka, even one goes to Brahma Loka, one will come down. And beyond that also Rudra, Shiva Loka, that is also not the ultimate. And then beyond that is Vaikuntha Loka. That is a place of without any anxiety, no anxieties in the spiritual world. One can achieve that state. And how it is possible? When one surrenders to the Supreme Lord, when one takes the ultimate shelter, realizing that the Supreme Lord is the ultimate. So we can understand that it is such a rare opportunity. Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvameti sa mahatma sudurlabha. But such a soul, one who surrenders ultimately, giving up all material desires, such a soul is very rare. Because normally people have a lot of material desires. They approach the Supreme Lord with a lot of material desires. Give me something. They go to the Lord, pray, fulfill my material desires. I want this, I want that. And sometimes we may justify also that yes, I have needs and I have to ask from Lord. But ultimately the Lord, Supreme Lord, knows everything. And He knows what is best for us. And if one is dependent on the Lord, then He will do the needful. Whatever is necessary, He will do the needful. So therefore, that which cannot be obtained after following very systematically for many, many lifetimes, that has been given so easily by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose appearance we will be celebrating very soon. And He has given us that ultimate consciousness, that mood in which one should serve, becoming the servant of the servant of the servant. Trunadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishna amanina manadina kirtaniya sadahari. One who practices that mood, being humbler than blade of grass, taller than a tree, expecting nothing from others and giving all respect to others, only that person can chant holy names constantly. And what is the glory of the holy name? Lord is explaining in the previous verse. Namna makari bahuda nija sarva shaktis. He has invested all his energies in the holy name. All his multifarious energies are invested in the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the power of the holy name. It can help us to come to that highest platform of consciousness. It can awaken us to that highest platform. Otherwise, while chanting also one may go to sleep. Chanting helps to awaken. But while chanting one can go to sleep. That is a problem. So therefore one has to practice the process properly. Because it helps to come to that highest level. One will realize that I am not this mortal body, I am the spirit soul. And I have certain higher duties at the higher platform. And everyone has that special service to the Supreme Lord. on the higher platform. But that secret knowledge is not revealed easily. Lord has given the process. Yes, saint, spiritual master who gives the initiation, and he gives a process, bona fide process of chanting the holy names. He is telling that, yes, chant the holy name and you will achieve perfection. The same method. But if one is not attentive, then one will not get the benefit. Therefore, one has to practice the process very attentively. And one will see that how one can transcend gradually from one stage to another. And that is exemplified in our parampara. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he gave that process, and when he was present, he delivered so many people. Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, they were delivering so many fallen conditioned souls. And they were achieving the perfection of their lives. Jagai Madai, we heard that how they were delivered, the most fallen of the time. And they achieved the highest perfection. They had performed so many impious activities, sinful activities. And all the Yamadutas, they were waiting that when these two people will come and we have a full department for them. There are so many files, folders and zip files they were kept. They were waiting that once they come, then we will take them a tour of various hellish planets. And they were all making preparations and everything. And one day they see that all that entire files are vanished. Nothing is there. Where it has gone. Everyone was surprised. Yamraj was surprised. Where is that? How this has happened? Who has stolen this data? Somebody has hacked those everything. So then they realize that it is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda which has saved them from such reactions. They are now saved. They have become great saints. They are continuously chanting the holy names. They are crying in ecstasy. That is the power of the holy name. So Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda came and they delivered so many. There was another sinful Brahmana. And he was so sinful. He was robbing, killing, and he had also a band of dacoits with him, and they were always plundering the people and troubling. And they saw Nityananda Prabhu, who had come in the house of Hiranya Pandit. And he was staying, and Nityananda Prabhu was wearing opulent dresses, jewelries, 10 rings in his 10 fingers, golden necklace, so many jewelries he was wearing, and very wonderful opulent dresses. So this Brahmana, he saw that Nityananda Prabhu is staying at the house of Hiranya Pandit. So he called his friends, associates of dacoits, and he told that Goddess Chandi has become very pleased with our service and prayers. And now our misfortune will be over very soon. Because If we become successful in this one mission, then we don't have the seal anymore. Our life will be different. Right? That was the hope this sinful Brahmana was having. And he, with his other friends, they decided to go and watch Nityananda Prabhu and wait and put that burglary. And they went first day. And they were, in the night, they were hiding in the bushes and they were watching that when the night will fall and everyone will go to sleep. And then we will go inside and with our dacoram, our swords and knives and daggers, we will attack everyone and we will rob all that. So in the night they went at that place and they were waiting. And they were like discussing, okay, now I will get the necklace, golden necklace. Another was saying, oh no, I will get the golden earring, what Nityananda Prabhu is wearing. I will take the rings. So many plans they were making. And of course, Lord Nityananda is very merciful. He knew that something is going on. And by the power of Yoga Maya, Nidra Devi, they fell asleep. And they woke up in the morning. When the sun was rising, they woke up and suddenly they realized that, oh, what we are doing here? People will see all these knives and swords and all these weapons we are carrying. Suddenly they realized and they ran away from there, hiding their weapons. So the next day they were saying that something has gone wrong. We usually never fail asleep. But they were blaming each other. That you fell asleep first and then he fell asleep. And like that it was going on. But the leader, he said, no, don't worry. We have not actually prayed to Chandi properly. We should properly pray to Chandi. Then our mission will be successful. Then they went, they offered all this meat and wine. And then they said, next day we will go and we will rob that. So they went. They went with all that weapons and everything. And suddenly they saw two huge guards outside the home of Hiranyapandit. They were moving around, guarding the house. And they were chanting, Hari, Hari. Continuously, it was like a night watchman they do sometime. And these dacoits, they saw that these bodyguards or guards are so powerful. They look so huge. That one of them can crush 10 such people, dacoits. So they were so afraid that we will be finished within no time. That they ran away from there. They were thinking that maybe he understood Nityananda Avadhut. He appears to be very different person and he has got some clue that something fishy going on here. And he therefore told Hiranya Pandit to appoint these guards. And they are now guarding here and therefore we cannot steal now. We have to just forget this plan for some time. Then after 10 days, they said, let them go first. They will go, then we will go there and do our business. So after 10 days, they again went to Hiranya Pandit's place for stealing. And Nityananda Prabhu was very comfortably enjoying there, happily having good prasad there. But he knew that these people have to be delivered at some time. So when they went there, it was a dark night. It's pitch dark. They couldn't see anything. They came there with all their weapons and everything. They came, and at one time, suddenly they got blinded. They couldn't see what is happening. And somebody fell in a ditch, filled with all the worms, leeches and mice and everything. They were beaten very heavily. And then everyone was going through that kind of trauma. And above that, Indradev, he started pouring the rains. Huge thunderstorms and water and rains, everything was pouring down heavily. First of all, they were in that some pit, they fell, and above that, heavy rains started coming. They started developing fever. So they were like suffering like anything. And they started realizing, why we are suffering here? What is the problem? How we are suffering here? It was a hellish suffering. And suddenly, that leader of dacoits, that Brahmana, he realized that I am doing something very sinful. I am trying to steal the jewelries of this Nityananda Prabhu. He is not an ordinary person. He is the Supreme Lord. He started in his mind surrendering at that time. So as he was doing that meditation, slowly, slowly, things started subsiding. Rain started becoming less. They were suffering little less, and they started seeing things, and they realized, oh, we are saved now. Then they went to Nityananda Prabhu and they begged forgiveness. They prostrated in front of Nityananda Prabhu and they started begging forgiveness. Please forgive us. We were trying to steal. And we were trying to kill you. So Lord Nityananda, he knew that this was a plan, and Lord Nityananda is very merciful. He doesn't accept any sins or offenses. Akrodha Nityananda Paramanantara. So he forgave, and he told them that you just not chant the holy names. And then they started chanting the holy names, and the entire group was delivered. And in fact, they later on followed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they converted many other such dacoits to the process of chanting the holy names. So that was the power of the holy name. Even such sinful people were delivered. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted that the power of the holy name to go on. Then after Lord Chaitanya's disappearance, after almost 56 years, today's disappearance day of Rasikananda, Rasik Murari, he appeared. And he was a great devotee, definitely. Srila Shyamananda Pandit, when he was at Orissa, he met Rasik Murari Rasik Murari was that time 18 years of his age. And when he met first time, very first time, he fell at the feet of Srila Shyamananda Pandit. He realized that he is my eternal spiritual master. He completely surrendered to him. He told that, please accept me. At the very first meeting, very rare such thing. Sometimes out of emotion somebody does such things. But they both of them, they realize that this is their eternal position. Spiritual master and disciple. That relationship is never forgotten and never lost. It goes life after life till the disciple is in the material world. Spiritual master also has to come to deliver. So therefore the duty of a disciple has to be become more aware, more conscious, more following all the devotional principles. So he surrendered to him, Rasik Murari surrendered to him. And Srila Shyamananda Pandit also say that now I have found the future of Vaishnavism. I knew that the future of Vaishnavism is in safe hand now. And he initially, he was 18 years at that time, Rasik Murari. He started at the very first time. He was a big landlord or something, a very wealthy person. But when he heard from Shyamananda Pandit, he surrendered to the process. He realized that this is very important. Krishna consciousness process is urgency. There is only lack of Krishna consciousness in the society. And this is very important. This consciousness is important. Otherwise, most of the things becomes like a ritual. Just doing for the sake of doing. But consciousness is something higher. It is, which is ever increasing. Which never becomes stagnant. That, okay, I did practice this for today, few years, and now I don't feel any taste in the holy name. It doesn't happen like that. If one is practicing properly, one will always see some higher opportunities to serve, to expand the movement. So therefore, he accepted the process, Rasik Murari, and he was he accepted Sri Shyamananda Pandit as his guru. And he was household, both of them were householders actually. It is not that they were very highly renounced people. Both were householders. Rasik Murari had wife, Ichha Devi. Both of them, they took initiation from Srila Shyamananda Pandit. Later on they moved to somewhere Kashipur, where Srila Shyamananda Pandit, he came there. And he brought the deity of Gopichan Vallabh and gave to them. He told them that you worship these deities as your life and soul. Because deity worship is very important for grihasthas, and brahmachari should also properly worship the deity. We should not that now I am brahmachari, I am a detached person. Because the Supreme Lord, ultimate goal is to reach at the lotus feet. So he stayed there for some time, Srila Shyamananda Pandit at Kashipur, and he preached there. He explained the importance of practicing Krishna consciousness. In fact, he changed the name of that place from Kashipur to Gopi Vallapur. Till today, there is that tradition is going on, and Rasik Murari and his wife, then Shamadevi. Then they preached there for almost 40 years. And bringing so many thousands and thousands of people to the process of Krishna consciousness. So there is, in Krishna consciousness there is no bar for spreading the message of Lord Chaitanya. One may be brahmachari, grahastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi. Lord Chaitanya can empower anyone. So therefore one should know the spirit of Krishna conscious movement and become more merciful to the conditioned souls, give the message without discrimination. So in this way we can see that Rasik Murari, he practiced that. At later stage of his life he went to Ramona, where the deity of Gopinath was there. And in fact it is explained that there was one king who was hating the deities. He was breaking the temples and breaking the deities. And he was coming to that place of Ramona where the Gopinath deity was there. So the pujaris, they hid the deity in one pond 3 miles away from that place. And that way the deity was saved. Later on that deity of Gopinath came in the dream of Rasik Murari and told him that you excavate from this place, from this pond. So he went and he excavated, he found the deity of Gopinath, and he made a nice temple, and he was worshipping the deities, and he would, with great devotion, he would look at the deities and sometimes he would tell others that, don't you see? But others could not see because without spiritual vision, spiritual eyesight, we cannot see the Supreme Lord standing there. He's standing there and observing everyone. He knows everything. But without having that spiritual vision, we cannot see him. So therefore, he is to sometimes tell, he is to see the deity as not different from Lord Krishna. And on one day, on this day, when he disappeared, it is explained that some of his followers, they were doing, associates, they were doing kirtan, sankirtan, in the temple of Gopinath. In front of the deity of Gopinath, they were doing sankirtan. And in the middle of that, Shri Rasik Murari disappeared. He disappeared from that place. And he attained the spiritual world. And his 7 associates, those who were also performing kirtan that time, they were so overwhelmed with that mood of separation that they also gave up their bodies and they also went to the spiritual world. So such is the power of the great Vaishnavas who have come in this line. And today is also the disappearance day of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And we can say so many things about him. Tremendous contribution he has given to our Gaudiya line. The main contribution is Gauravir Bhava Bhumistam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Gauravir Bhava. The birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hidden, obscured. because of so many controversies. And of course, after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, Mother Ganga had flooded the entire Navadvip almost 75 years or something. So it was very difficult to locate the exact birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also at that time he was searching where is the birthplace, authentic birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. So at that time they had brought Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who was more than 100 years old at that time. Some say he lived for 135 years, some say that Vaishnava Jeevan, Gaudiya Vaishnava Jeevan, they say that 147 years he lived. And it was not just traveling, but he was chanting, continuously chanting hours and hours and days and days. And when there would be kirtan, he would dance in ecstasy. His body, which was otherwise bent into places, he would dance and jump high. So he was considered to be Siddha Baba. Even in Vrindavan and Navadvip, he used to say stay sometime in Navadvip, 6 months in Navadvip and 6 months in Vrindavan. So when Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was brought to that place of Yoga Peet, he started jumping very high. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he realized that this is the actual birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, Yoga Peet. This is a proper place. And then he established the Yoga Peet there. So, Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Shri, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he told him that he is the Vaishnava Sarvabhauma, commander in chief of Vaishnavas, the topmost. Although he was he didn't preach. Bhajanandi Babaji's, they never preach. But he was so elevated, very high level. That Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur realized that he is a very high level personality. So there are many stories. I will not go into details. Time is already over. But maybe some other time. Hare Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada also, he has come in this line and he has made the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda and all the acharyas so easily available to us. So we have to be very grateful to Srila Prabhupada and previous acharyas. Hare Krishna. Kamantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sikhanandi took from back to Godhead.
Yes. Yeah, I was searching in folio and a lot of references are there. I just took one back to Godhead. Sataraj Prabhu, and I think Karnamrut Das. Yes.
He written
an article on Gaurakeshwara's Babaji Maharaj, book or something. The last chapter was this. So it is extracted.